Let's start with a trivia question, and I'll even give you a pause of a couple seconds to try to figure this out. How many svarim are there in the Torah? How many books are there in the Torah? All right, take a moment to try to think about that. Okay. Many people probably have jumped and said, "Why do I even need a moment? That is like such basic general Torah knowledge. I know it. There's five of them. Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Tzvarim, and I'm fine. It's all good. I have my five." So we typically think, and I think that that's probably not an answer that most people would think is wrong. But we are told that actually there are more than that. You see, Bamidbar is actually broken up into three separate books. There is the beginning until some point in Baloscha. Then there is a several pasuk break. That's the second book. Then there's the conclusion. Everything else from that point on till the end. It comes out that Bamidbar is therefore three svarim, and we have seven books in the total altogether. Okay, what does that mean? So Bamidbar is a fascinating book because it's a transition in the desert, but it's a interesting transition where we go from one focus of the Jews to a different. The focus at the beginning of the Sefer is we are on the cusp of going into Israel. All we have to do now is make that short walk. And we have God taking us and God's clearing the way. It's going to be quick. And then we hit some snags because we complain and we sin. And then everything, the wheels fall off the bus with the conclusion of the Sefer, in terms of some of the pretty heinous crimes on behalf of the Jewish people. And in the end, we break in the middle for Vayibin Tzoharon by Yomer Moshe. Now, what's interesting is Vayibin Tzoharon by Yomer Moshe is it's an amazing, amazing idea. What we're doing is we're saying in the middle of all this that Hashem loves us. We're saying in the middle that Hashem takes care of it, of us. We're talking about how we live our lives. And yet, if you look inside the Torah, you'll see that there's two nuns that surround Vayibin Tzoharon. Now, the problem with that is that we know from Ashrei that every letter is included in there except for nun. And the answer that Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us, you know why there's no nun? Because nun represents nefilah. It represents falling. And so we don't want to be talking about the idea of a lack of success. We don't want to be talking about the falling down and the defeat of the Jewish people. So what happens? What happens is we make our we avoid the letter nun. So Vayibin Tzoharon, which is such a valuable pasuk, it's something that's so critical to the Jewish people. Why is it that we're surrounded by nuns? Rabbi Shlomo Riskin has a beautiful explanation. He says, actually, they're not nuns. They're inverted nuns. They're flipped upside down. What we're doing is we're saying this, that we're going to flip it on its head. We're going to say, no, you're not going. This is not nefilah. But this is what? This is how we make our aliyah. This is how we go up. And so he shares a beautiful idea. He says that when it comes to Vayibin Tzoharon, what are we saying? We're saying we want to explain the path of life. The path of life is that the Torah needs to be with us. It needs to be walking in front of us, and we need to be following it. So similar to yesterday's Dvar Torah, it's the idea that God is the one that guides us. God is the one that takes us. But what's beautiful is that he shares that when it comes to the Torah has to be our way of life, and it has to be in front of us, but it's critical that we understand the following. Torah can't be too close, because if it's too close, it might be overwhelming, but it can't be too far away, because if it's too far away, then we won't be able to hold on to it. And he uses a beautiful idea. He says that, to be one step ahead of everybody is to be a genius. To be two steps ahead of everybody is to be a crackpot, is to be a crazy person. There are people that come up with ideas that are really good, but they're way, way, way too far ahead of the world that we live in. And so those ideas are considered crazy. But there are those people that are just a step ahead. The people that are just a step ahead, what ends up happening is they're the ones that come up with ideas that really revolutionize the way we work, the way we think, and the way we act. He says Torah is the same way. If it's too far ahead of us, then our ability to be guided by it is lost. It has to be just a little bit ahead of us that it gives us a marker to push ourselves against. It gives us a marker to attempt to aspire to and with. God willing, we should all be zocheh to have Torah be such an incredible part of our lives, but at the same time, it should be far enough away to inspire and guide us. Have a great day.